Howdy.
Howdy. Think we're asleep again. Sounds that way. Just a little bit of review from last week. Really excited about how our kids played. You know, they executed the game plan really, really well, played hard, played physical, all the things that Coach Sumlin has asked them to do. I think they demonstrated that. Not extremely excited about, you know, the fourth quarter. You know, hopefully we can do a better job. I think we were they were 5 of 15 on third downs. You know, we can't give up third down conversions. We gave up some third down conversions in that game where we needed to be getting off the field. So we got to get a little bit better there. You know, we'd like to be 70% and above in that category, and we're not quite there. But, you know, like I said, you know, pleased. Been asked, you know, were you satisfied? No, we're never satisfied. Okay, we're pleased. We're pleased that we won the game. We're pleased that, you know, for most of the game, most of the plays, we played really well. But we got to continue to grow, and that's where the word satisfy gets in the way. If you start talking you're satisfied, then you're not going to grow. And we've got to grow as a football team. We've got to continue to get better as a defensive unit. Like I said, I'm really proud of the effort they gave. I'm proud of the plays they made. But not only just the team, but us as coaches. You know, we got to do a better job each week coaching. We got to do a better job in preparation. And we look back and we note those areas that we need to improve in, and we're trying to work on those. So with that said, obviously, you know, got a chance to hear the last part of Coach Sumlin, and we're getting ready to play another really, really fine football team. And that's what happens in the SEC. You know, there's not going to be many weeks in the SEC that you're going to sit around and say, hey, we're not getting ready to play a good football team. We're getting ready to play a really fine football team that's well coached. There'll be a big challenge and a big opportunity. And, you know, we're looking forward to it. In terms of preparation, we got a lot of work to do today, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. And, you know, go to Dallas and make sure that we're ready to play. With that said, I'll start taking questions.
Right up front, Brent.
As good as your defense played, could you take us through that 4th-and-3 stop that was so key to the outcome of the game?
Oh, you know, it was a big stop, you know, because we'd given them some momentum, or they had seeded some momentum, and certainly, you know, you get in that situation. If they make that 4th-and-3 and they go score, then, you know, it's a little bit different look from that point on. You know, we had a good lead. That's no reason not to make plays, but, you know, we needed that stop, and we got that stop, and it was big.
Far right side, Gabe.
What's been the biggest key to Justin Evans' development in his second year in the program?
Well, you know, Justin played well for us last year. Obviously, he's a very talented young man. Coach Joseph has done an extremely good job, a great job of getting guys on the back end. You know, it's easier to make adjustments this year, you know, when you start having to make some adjustments. You know, we changed a little bit in this past game, you know, in terms of playing Auburn. Not going to talk a lot about it, but, you know, one of the biggest emphases was to make sure they didn't throw the ball down the field and for big plays and big chunks. And, you know, he was a big part of that. And like I said, it's a lot easier to make those kind of adjustments. You know, you do things a certain way for so long, you know, people understand what you're doing, and you got to be able to change. And you know, we made a few adjustments that made, in my opinion, you know, the way our players played had more to do with it, but, you know, made it a little bit more difficult for, you know, Auburn to throw the ball down the field, and he was a big part of that.
We're going to the left side.
Hey, Coach. Matt Cooper with the Battalion. Can you describe to me the importance of having a player like, you know, dynamic player like Deshaun Hall putting pressure on quarterbacks? And can you speak to him as a player kind of off the field as well?
Well, you know, the thing that I will tell you is this, and I enjoy saying this because, you know, we're not 100% in terms of, you know, guys that, you know, create situations where they need extra attention. But the big majority of our players are outstanding young men. And, you know, we got two defensive ends, and Deshaun and Myles Garrett that, you know, they're as good as anybody in the country. And, you know, when I say, when I use the term low maintenance, they're low maintenance. You don't have to worry about what they're going to do. They're going to do the right things. You know, we got two safeties that are that way. We got a lot of players that are that way. You know, Sean Washington has really come on to be a good player for us. And I'm proud of what he's doing for us. But, you know, he's a great young man. You don't have to worry about what he's going to do. I can go home. If they were all like Sean Washington and Day-Day and Miles, you could go home and sleep at night. You wouldn't have to worry about things. But in the world of college football, you know, I got two kids at home, you know, and I love them both dearly. I don't worry about my oldest one. I worry about my youngest one from time to time. He's more like his daddy than the oldest one. The oldest one's like his mom. So, you know, people are different. So we got, you know, that's the thing that's so neat and special about coaching this Texas A&M defense and being a part of this coaching staff is that we got a bunch of outstanding young men, and I'm proud of them for that.
Right up front, Sam, and we'll go to the back.
From what you've seen on video, what are your impressions of Arkansas's quarterback, Austin Allen?
I think he's a twin. I mean, I know he's a little bit younger, but I mean, he runs the offense extremely well. You're not going to shock him in any way. I mean, he's well prepared. He's well coached. He runs that system as well as his brother did. And to be honest with you, I know his brother made a team. He's on the roster. He's on the active roster. I always thought that he was one of the most underrated quarterbacks in the country. And I don't think that this one is any less competitor. They're both, you know, they're obviously, you know, his dad, high school coach. He's been around it all his life. He understands football. It's important to him. And he does a great job playing the game.
Go to the back, Daryl.
I know you're not going to give us any game plan, but will your defense plan against Arkansas be similar to what you did against Auburn, since they seem to be similar in how they try to move the football?
Well, they are, but there's a lot of difference. I mean, you know, listen, those guys at Arkansas, they try to maul you. You know, they try to pound on you. They're going to run the football in between the tackles. They got some plays where they get it on the edge, but, you know, it's you know, they take a lot of pride in being physical, and we do too, you know. And you know, we're not afraid of being physical. Our team has gotten more physical. We're equipped to be more physical. So, you know, game plan wise, you know, there'll be quite a few differences, you know, because we'll see some different formations. We're going to see two and three tight ends in the game, which will be different for us when they want to run the football. And you know, off that, you know, really comes an opportunity for play action, what we call boot and waggles, where you get the quarterback outside the pocket. You get over routes and under routes. But if with your linebackers and people that are responsible for that on defense, you know, if they're flowing too fast, you know, to play, and they got to flow fast to stop the run game, but then they got to recognize when they're getting ready to get something that's coming outside the box. So, you know, it'll be different. It'll be different. Probably not quite as much nickel. You know, we'll play a little bit more base. We'll play a little bit more three linebacker scheme this week than we did last week as well.
We're on the right side to Ben, then we'll go to the back to Colin.
You know, Coach, Coach Sumlin talked about being able to close better than y'all did against Auburn, and then, you know, UCLA, that was a problem as well. I mean, what are going to be some things to be able to improve that and to close games well?
You know, I just think you get better as a team, you know, and like I said, you know, our guys have responded each week, you know, to the things that we've asked them to do. We hadn't played a perfect game, and nobody has. No player has, you know. So there's room for improvement, and what we got to do is worry about us and improve those areas. And we got some areas, and I'm not going to sit in here and talk about those areas, but we got some areas that we need to get better, and we need to get better in a hurry this week, you know, to be able to play at the level that we want to play. And that's what, you know, that's what we do. We go out and we see that and we recognize it, and we got ways to try to improve it, and hopefully we'll get it improved. But the one thing I will say, if we get it to our players in the right manner, and they understand what we want, then they'll respond.
For the far back, Colin?
A little bit more on Arkansas. Coach, do they seem like they're a little bit more balanced this year in terms of how they're using the run in the pass?
Well, you know, they're going to run the football, and they're going to throw play-action passes, and they're going to throw, like I said, boot and waggles. And then in certain situations, they'll, you know, they've got a good drop-back game, too. They got good receivers. They got quality receivers. They've put together a really really talented football team. So, you know, we'll get a mix of it. But obviously, you know, when you think Arkansas, you think you better be able to stop the run. Because if you don't, then, you know, if we stop the run, maybe we won't see it as much. If we don't, then we'll see it all night long.
Time for one or two more. Olin?
John, from our perspective, it appears that Miles gets held a lot without getting calls. Now, my question to you is if I don't know if you see it that way or not, but do y'all just go into a game accepting that that's how it's going to be? And I was also wondering if throughout your career, I know you've worked with a lot of really great defensive ends, and has it always been that way?
Well, you know, the thing that you know, I got to, you know, stay away from is, you know, I'm not going any way question how the games are being officiated, okay? You know, you're talking about getting in hot water. That can get you in hot water. So, you know, we got a great league. You know, they do it as well as anybody else. You know, and the thing is that, you know, we're not going to let the calls that happen on the field affect the way we play. You know, we can't do that. We can't control that. Those are things that you can't control. You got to go play. And, you know, Miles and every player out there understands that. You know, we don't have anything, you know, to say or do about it. We just got to play through it. If something happens that we don't particularly like, we got to play through it.
Anything else? We'll end it with Sam right up front.
When Miles has an impact play right away like he did the other night, I think sometimes it seems like teams maybe try to run away from him. What's that chess match like for you when teams try to run away from a strength on your defense?
Well, in this case, they're running right to another strength. You know? So, you know, it's either. You know, you decide which way you want to go. I mean, we, like I said, we got as good a pair of defensive ends as there is. But in terms of making an impact play, you know, when you start the game off, you get a good feel when you start the game off with a play like that. That's a tempo setter. I mean, it puts some life in our defense. It, you know, and then how about the next play right after that one? You know, to start the game off like that was big for us. You know, two really, really outstanding players made great plays back to back. And, you know, so, you know, if you get something like that to set the tempo, and we all know that, you know, football, it goes a little bit this way, it goes a little bit that way, and you got to still fight. But, you know, it's good to start the game off with those kind of plays back to back.